Whether the Orev was a Kablon, that he received the money first, or whether he was just a normal Orev, the Lachar is lo yifra mehem, you have no right to collect from the Orev, but rather you have to go to the Loiva. That's what Shimon ben Gamliel's halacha. So Kitzur, there's no kasha on what Rabba Baba Chana says. Now, Omar Rabba Bachana says, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Yishno, Kol Mokim Shishano Shimon Gamliel Mishnah Seinu, any place that's lunch of Shimon Gamliel on our Mishnah, halacha kumaisai. Usually we pass like a Shimon ben Gamliel. Halacha kumaisai. Chutz, excluding this case here. Chutz from three cases. Mi'orev, this halacha of Orev. But if Shimon Gamliel holds even a kablon, if the loiva has money, you can't receive the money from the kablon, you have to go straight to the Orev, straight to the loiva. That we don't pass like him. No, we all have the Tanakama. Then the case when the malva gave the money directly to the Orev. So that's called like a commission. I have a right to go back and to collect from you first. So by Orev, we do not pass on Shimon Gamliel. Vetzidon, Parayach Reina. These are the other two cases also. We do not pass on Shimon Ben Gamliel. The Tzibim Rashi said that the Misha Oksav, Masech the Gidna Machlekes over there, and Rayach Reina Sanhedrin. But the Kitzur, we do not pass on like Shimon Gamliel in our Mishnah. When you have an Orev Kablon, that the Orev himself accepted the money to give over to the Leiva, then Avada, the Malva, has the right to collect money from the Kablon, from the Orev, even though the Leiva has property. Omer Rav Huna says, Halveyu Vani Orev. If somebody says to the Malva, lend Shimon money, and I'll be an Orev. Or else he says, Loshen of Halveyu, lend him money, Vani Pareya, I'll pay back. Halveyu, any one of these Lashonis, these are all Lashonis of being a regular Orev. Or else the Orev says, Halveyu, he says to the Malva, lend him money, Vani Chayiv, I'll be Chayiv to pay back to you. Halveyu, Vani Noisin, but any time he just says Lashon of lenders, when the Orev says to the Malva, lend the labor the money and I'll take care of it, Kulam Lashon Arvasein. All of these Lashonis means to me, you accept to be an Orev? Then the Lacha is that the Malva has to go to the labor first, but in the case where the labor has no money, then the Malva has the right to collect from the Orev. What's going to be though if he says like this, Tain Loi, give it to him, Vani Kablon, and I'll accept the money, Tain lo give it him, vani perei, I'll pay back. Tain lo give it him, vani chayiv. Tain lo vani noisein, kulam loshem kablonisein. All these things are loshen of kablonis. Like by saying tain, here it's a strong loshen of, like give it to me and I'll give it over. These are all the shoyness of kablonis. Tain lo, Rashba says, Moser hamamen biyodoi, vani yefrenu lecho, ein kan loshen halvo, el ishtichusoi. In other words, as if you're making the malva shliach, as if you're telling the malva, give him the money. You're not saying lend him the money, as if to say you do the mais halvor, but you're saying tain loy. Tain loy means it's as if you're giving me the money, as if it's my money, and I'm telling you now, with my money, give it over to him. That's loshen of a kablan. If an orav goes to the malva and tells the malva, tain loy, I want you to give this money to the Leiva, that's Lashon of a Kablon. That's as if the Orev received the money, and he's making the Malva back a Shliach to give the money over. And therefore, in such a case, the Malva has the right to go straight later to collect the money from the Kablon. Iboilu, I have a question like this, so what's going to be if he says Lashon of Halveyu, lent him the money, but Vani Kablon, what's going to be then? If the Orev says, first he starts off with the Lashon of an Orev, he just says, lend him money. Not that give me the money, but lend him the money. That's Lashon Orev. But at the end he says, Vani Kablon, I'll be a Kablon. Or else if he says, Lashon of Tein Loi, give it to him, which is again is Lashon of a Kablon, but Vani Orev, he ends up saying, I only want to be an Orev. My, do we go Buster his first words or Buster his second words? So Rabbi Yitzchok, Lashon Arvis, Arvis, Lashon Kablonis, Kablonis. Whatever he said, that's what he meant. When he says, I need a Kablon, he meant to be a Kablon. When he said, on the Orev, he meant to be an Orev, Enechnam, he go boss of the last words he said. So but when he says a Kablon, he says Arvis, that's what he is. Rav Chizdo Amano, Kulon Loshen Kablonisein. They're all the Loshen of a Kablonis. You really mean to be a Kablon. Bar excluding Mehalveyo Vani Orev. You say a Loshen of Mehalveyo to lend the money, so since there you go boss of the Tchilo, in other words. When you say a Loshen of Halveyo, Halveyo means lend the money. And Vani Yarev. I mean, okay. But any time, if any one of the words means a Kabbalon, you automatically remain a Kabbalon. Bar, where you only say the word Orev. Where do you remain an Orev? Mehaveya Vani Yarev. That's clearly both words are words of an Orev. You're saying, lend him the money. In other words, don't give me the money. I have nothing to do with this. Just lend him the money. That's all. Lend it to him. And I'll be a guarantor. That's a pure Lashon Orev. Then you're only an Orev. The Malva cannot come to you first. He has to go to the Leiva first. Rava says, Kulam Lashon Arva same. Rava says, no, the opposite. They're all Lashon of being an Orev. Bar mi Tainloi vani noisim. Let's just say a strong Lashon like this. You say a Lashon of Tainloi. Give him the money. And I'll pay it back to you. That's a Lashon of a Kabbalah. That's a strong Lashon of, again, it's considered like the money was to yours. It's like your money, and your money's being given over. Therefore, the Malva is right to come straight back to you. Oh, Malay Ma, Baramei Malarav Ashi, Hochi Yom Abba, this is what Abba said. Tain Loi, if the Orav says, Tain Loi, he says to the Malva, give him the money, Vani Noisin, and I'll give it. Ain la malva ala leiva klum. In such a case, the malva nothing to do with the leiva. In other words, it's mamish ksidid, like it's the oriv, that's all. It's like the malva is giving the money to the oriv, and the malva has the right to go to the oriv. He has nothing to do with the leiva at all. If he says what? Tain loi. If the oriv says to the malva, give him, vani nois, now paid back to you, so that it's a deal between the malva and the oriv. And therefore, ain la malva ala leiva klum. The Mara says, beloi, it's not true though. Le mifta loyve minei. Avada the pshat is, if the loyve has money to pay back, avada the loyve has to pay back the money. The malva, the svar is, le mifta loyve minei the malva, a sheyisa v'yitain biyad. Only on the case where the orav collects the money directly from the malva, then we say the malva has nothing to do with the loyve, only with the orav. But kolzaman, the orav is not the one that's receiving the money. The money is going from the malva to the loiva. Even though the orav is saying, give it to him and I'll take care of it, but as long as the money is going from the malva to the loiva, the malva still has a right to collect the money from the loiva. The loiva is still in the parasha. You still get your money back from the loiva. Only in the case the loiva doesn't have what to pay back, then you go to the malva. But in the case of atsheyisav itim biyad, but in the case of the money was handed over directly from the malva to the orav, that the Orav should give it over, Senechnami, then the Malva has nothing to do with the Leiva at all. The Malva has the right only to get the money from the Orav. All right, turn over. Haru Dynamar said there was a Dayin, the Achtis Le Malva Le Nichse the Leiva. He let the Malva go down to the property of the Leiva, Makme the Litfe Le Leiva, before they were even Tavea the Leiva. So he let the Malva go down to the property before they were Tavea the Leiva. So Salki Rab Chonin Breda Rab Yeba.
So Rab Chonin Breda Rab Yeba took him out and told the Malva, you have no right to go down to the property first. Because first you have to go to the Leiva. So my Rabba said, Man Chochim Lemevad Kihain Milsa, who's so smart to do like this? Yilav, isn't it? Rav Chonin Breid Rav Yeba. Must be Rav Chonin Breid Rav Yeba. That he told the Malva, you have no right to go down to the property first. Why? Because Kesavri holds that Nichsei Dabar Inish Inun Ma'arvin Yafei, that the property of a person is like an Oriv for the person. It's like an Oriv. And the Klal is Utanan Lodar Mishnah, that HaMalves Chadeira Ede Oriv, even if you lent money to somebody else, because there was an Orav involved, there was somebody to guarantee it. But the law is, La Yifram min Orav. The Malva has no right to go straight to the Orav. First he has to go down to the Leiva. And if the Leiva can't pay, then you go to the Orav. For Kaimlan, we hold what Shana Mishnah, that La Yitva Orav Chila. You're not allowed to go down to the Orav first. You can't go straight to the Orav. You have to go to the Leiva first. See here also, you have no right to tell the Malva to go straight to the property of the Leiva. Because the property is like an Oriv for the Leiva. So the Lachar is, first you have to go to the Leiva himself, and then if the Leiva doesn't have any property, doesn't have what to pay you back, doesn't have any money, then we tell you to go to the Oriv, and in this case, then you would have a right to go down to his property. Now the Gemara says, the Uorva, there was an Orv. The Yasme. The Pare Lamalva Mekame de Levyunu Liyasme. The case like this, there were Yasemim. Now what happened was, first their father borrowed money. And he was a lazy, borrowed money because somebody was an Orv. Somebody guaranteed that in case he can't pay back, he would be an Orv. What happened was, the Levy, the father died. So now the Malva was supposed to go to the Yisaynim and like collect the money from the Yisaynim. So what happened was this Orev by himself, the guarantee of the Orev by himself went and paid up the Malva first before he even went to ask from the Yisaynim. So the Orev paid up and now the Orev is coming back to the Yisaynim like he wants to get back his money. So the Gemara says, Amar of Papa, Papa says, Prius Balachoyv Mitzvah. This that you have to pay up alone is considered like a mitzvah. And therefore, the Yasmei, which are Ketanim, Yisoymin, Lav B'nei Neved Mitzvininu, Kozaman Vektanim, they don't have a chiyuv to do mitzvahs. So therefore, they don't have any chiyuv to pay up the chayv of the father. So therefore, now that the Orev paid up without asking them first, the Orev has no right to come back to the Yisoymin, to collect from the Yisoymin, Kozaman Vektanim. But when they become Gedolim, then they'll be Mishtoya Din, and then they'll talk it over with them, the Din. Because the man Katanim, the Orev has no right to get his money back from the Yisaymim. Because Prius Bachayv is a mitzvah, and Yasme Lav and never mitzvah. This is what the proper holds. And about this is my Nova Bapir, Nova Bishtar would be different. This is what the proper says. However, Rav Huna Bred Rabbi Yeshua says, no, not like that. That really, Prius Bachayv, that you have to pay back a chayv, that you borrowed money, let's say it's your father borrowed the money and now you're Yisaymim, you're Yashin, your father. Really the Yisaymim, even though the Ketanim, they have to pay back the Chayiv. It's not out the mitzvah. There's a Chayiv for them to pay back. But the reason why Yisaymim, Apota, are free from paying back, because the new Svar of